It's a wonderful day because I finished work and I'm off now for 17 days. Woohoo! And now I'm thinking that really I should be back at work because I've committed myself to doing the decorating of the living room. And I know that's going to be a lot harder than me being at work. So, you know, we make these plans and they all sound good at the time. And then when it comes to the crunch, it's like, no, Kim, you've been a fool to yourself. You know, it's easier to be at work than it is to decorate the living room. Anyway, wonderful sharings tonight. And I wanted to share one little thing. Yesterday I was at work and suddenly I couldn't breathe. All my chest was tight and I'd run up these steps to this lady's house and I knocked her door, but I couldn't get any air. It was like I was trying to grasp for air. You know, and we all know how sly the adversary is, and these little thoughts are coming, these little darts, you know. And I finished the job and I get into back to work, and I said to the girls, my breathing is awful. I said, I'm so thankful I'm going home now. And then their little fiery darts come firing at me. Oh, you know, maybe you should go and have a COVID test. You know, bad breathing, you know, it could be COVID. So anyway, I got these little thoughts being attacked in my mind, and I drive home. And as soon as I came through the kitchen door, I said to Lawrence, you know, love, my breathing is really bad. And the first thing he done was put his hands on me and commanded in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, sincerity is no guarantee for truth. And I know these girls at work, you know, they love me. You know, we have a great relationship, but they're not believers. And so when you hear these words coming, doesn't always mean to say, even though that they, you know, admire me, that they think I'm good at my job, but they don't know what God knows. And I'm not saying that they're all unbelievers, but not one of them, you know, said, oh, you're going to be okay. You know, there's nothing wrong. It was straight away the attacks. And we all know where the attacks come from. It comes from the adversary. Like Bambi was saying, you know, she did nothing wrong, but all of a sudden these messages are coming through, and they're not coming through just on one channel. They're coming from different angles, and because she's not replying to all of them, you know, somebody's starting to think bad. And that's how the adversary attacks us, you know, the way that he tries to get us off. So when I came into the kitchen and Lawrence commanded in the name of Jesus Christ that I was healed, that there was nothing wrong with my breathing, that my lungs could fill with capacity of air, that I was healed from the top of my head to the tip of my toe. And then I came into the living room and I just sat, and for about 20 minutes I just spoke in tongues. You know, because see, when we speak in tongues, that is the perfect prayer. You know, you are, when you're speaking in tongues, you can't be thinking negatives. Mm-mm. Really can't, because you're speaking in tongues and your focus is on God. But as soon as you stop, that's when the adversary can attack. So if we are having a tough time, best thing to do is, yes, first and foremost we take it to God. Number two is that we speak in tongues, and we speak in tongues boldly. You know, you can put some music on and you can sing in tongues, and you can really build up that spirit. Because see, the adversary is like, I heard Sangit say it yesterday actually, that he's like a little fly. You know when you've got a fly in the house and it's bzzz, and you just want to squat it because it bugs you that much, you know, and then it lands on you, you know, and then it buzzes again near your ear, or it buzzes, or it lands on the telly, or, you know, or it tries to land on your food when you're eating. That's what the adversary is. He's like a little fly. A little mosquito, a little bug. And when we speak in tongues, we squash him. And we squash all the negatives that he tries to fire at us at the same time. You know, so we don't want to go around with our little squatter because we can't actually see him, you know, when he's attacking us at times, like we can see the flies. But we know that sincerity is no guarantee for truth. People can come across very, like, nicey-nicey, but it doesn't mean to say that what they're saying is the truth. And the only way we really do find out what that truth is when we take it to God. And God will show you. You know, people say, well, you know, I get these thoughts and I think it's from God. How do I know? How do I answer that? Because, see, it's the relationship that we have with God that we learn over weeks and months and years. We learn and we recognize when God is talking to us, when God is showing us something. See, some people could be in the Word just a few days and they recognize God talking to them, because we're all different, we're all unique, we've all got our own personalities, and God knows how we work. And so he will use things around us and he will communicate with us. But we have to be in tune with him to be able to hear directly. No good thinking that, well, you know, I'm into these five senses and I'm in this world and I'm doing this, that and the other, but I don't hear from God. Because God is spirit and we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you know that you can speak in tongues, you know you're born again, you know that you will hear from God. God can communicate to you in all sorts of ways, that you never have to feel alone. You know, it's been said many times tonight that God is a loving God and he's there for you. All he wants you to do is call on him. Just go to him with whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, whether you need ministering, whether you need prayers, you just take it to God and you watch God go to work on your behalf. So, you know, when we are really convinced of who God is, we read through the Bible about God. We read through the Bible about Jesus Christ and the ways that he worked within these wonderful people like Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Jacob and Ruth. And, you know, we can read so many different stories. But now it's time for your story with God. The way that God works within you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Because with Daniel in the lion's den, he can do the same for you. You just have to believe it and act out on it. You know, he has not left you. He's much bigger than COVID, even though we're locked in and we're shut behind our doors. We can still move for God. We can still have our story. You know, our names are written in the heavens. And we have a story to tell. We have a testimony that we can teach, that we can show that how great our God is. Let's see our names written in that book of life. You can be a Moses. You can be a Daniel. You just have to really go to God. God, what is the purpose of my life? What do you want me to do? Where is my biggest testimony? I want to be in that book. I want my name in those heavens. And you just ask God. Just ask God, God, what do I need to do? Where do you want me to be? See, we are a very unique people. I keep saying it every week. We are very unique. We have every enablement. God hasn't left us with 2%. He's given us 100%. So we give him 100% back. We just make sure that we go to him and we don't get tricked out by that little buzzy fly that's buzzing around. Squat the fly. Don't forget, the adversary is so small you can crush him beneath your feet. Every time you step out, you're crushing him beneath your feet, because he wants to put you down, guys. He wants to put us down. He wants us in a box. He wants us in the ground. But God said that he has given us life, and a life which is more than abundant. So we either believe God or we believe the adversary. Let's see our names in lights. Let's give those testimonies. You know, the testimonies come when we see how Daniel didn't back down to the adversary, right? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they didn't bow and they didn't burn. So we can all have these stories. We can all have these testimonies. We just have to really believe God to work within us so that we can, that He can bring the best out of us, so that we can be mighty conquerors. You know, we're in the age of grace. Doesn't matter what the world's saying. You know, it doesn't matter that they're saying we can only have 6 people in a house, or, you know, that we got to be locked down for the next 6 months or whatever. No, we are in the age of grace. We are free. Free indeed. Free to move for God. And when we're moving for God, we are free. Because God will open all the doors and all the avenues to accomplish His works. Like with Jason this week. You know, a couple of times Bambi's name came on his heart and he's like, "What are you trying to say to me, God?" And all of a sudden, flipping great van goes past with her surname on the back. Now, how much more was God bringing it to Jason's mind? But Jason's faithful. Whatever anybody may say about Jason, Jason's faithful. And he goes to God with everything. Absolutely everything. So if he gets a thought, he'll say, "Is that you, God?" Doesn't he? Yeah. And if he's not sure, then he'll ask again. "Now, come on, God. You know, I've had this thought. Is this from you?" And then big van goes past with Bambi's surname on it. Brilliant. You know, we can learn a lot from him and his meekness and faithfulness. You know, he really does achieve a lot with his walk with God. You know, he could be written in that book of life.
He is.
You know, well, he is written in the book of life. But, you know, like, if we had to pick Jason out of the Old Testament, I'd say he was a bit of a Daniel and a bit of a Meshach, I would think, because he won't bow. He will not bow. He'll take a stand, and he takes stick for it at times too. But he still holds on in there, and he sees the blessings of God. So, you know, I've got 17 days off. Of course, I'm in with him for 17 days. I probably will need ministering to, because I'll probably go mental by the end of the week. But, no, I'm only joking. 34 years of marriage, we're well blessed. But we can just continue to have our names in lights, flashing constantly. Because the rewards are there, guys. When we are faithful, when we continue to stand fast in that liberty, we're in that grace, you know, God really does go to work on our behalf. That we have nothing to fear in this day and time. That when we look to Him, He is faithful. And when we are faithful, He that is faithful in least is faithful in much. And that's what God looks upon. He looks upon the heart. And the only way of pleasing Him is with our faith. So I encourage you to step out in great faith this week. Really, really listen to God. And let's hear the testimonies next week. The wonderful testimonies where God has really led you and guided you to a great victory. So bless your heart.
Yes, thank you, God, for your love for us and for all those that are dear to us, God. And I know that you love Bambi and that you want to comfort her heart and you want her cat to be healthy and whole. And so I thank you for that right now, Father, for working in that cat to give it peace. And just thank you for the pain going away, Father. For I command the pain to get out right now. It's just there to aggravate the poor cat, to make him think that he's sick and he's not. And I thank you, Father, that you know what's holding him up, and it's probably just a spirit of infirmity that's picking at him and keeping him down and making him limp and making him look like he's not well. So I thank you, Father, that you are greater than all these spirits, and I claim victory over everything that was aggravating this cat. And I thank you, God, for showing complete healing tonight so that he can get a good night's rest and be happy and joyful in the morning. And I thank you for that. In Christ's name, amen.
God was showing me something about the cat, I believe, and that I saw the skeleton system and some bruising, so maybe he was handled a little rough or something. I don't see any breakages, but I did see the skeletal, and I was praying for the cat during the evening, you know, but I did see that, so maybe it's just a little bit of pain. God showed me this, like, this beautiful whiteness going down the skeletal system. I don't know what that means. I just thought I would share it.
Yes, I'd love to. Okay. I just wanted to interject here about the little cat. Things that are precious to us are precious in God's sight. He made us all, right? And just as the Lord spoke through the donkey, God can speak to the cat, and he can speak to our hearts and build up our faith, you know, so that we can have faith to move the mountains. And those mountains, which are infirmities, are anything like it's in James' leg. It's just call that thing that is, call it not be. And we agree that those things which we have brought to you tonight, Lord, that we have prayed and we've come to your throne boldly. And that's one thing that the enemy tries to tell us not to do. He'll bring up everything that we've done wrong, saying that we're not worthy to come to the throne. That's why the Lord says, come boldly before the throne of grace, that you may receive it. We got to receive this tonight, right? I'm going to receive my healing, and Jane's going to receive hers, and Trisha, and Bambi, and Lawrence, and all of Madeline, and all you guys, and Anna, and it's great to be, and Annie, thanks for praying for me earlier. I appreciate that. You know, if one can put 1,000 into flight, two can put 10,000, and look how many believers we have on here tonight that just run the devil out, get rid of the flies, you know, exterminate him, tell him he's not welcome, and he's trespassing on God's property.
Amen.
And Lord, I thank you right now that we all just have a good night's sleep and that we rest and that we're going to bring all of our worries to you and lay them at your feet, Lord, because you are the great physician, the great healer. And I just thank you, Lord, for all of these wonderful sisters and brothers here that I have met tonight, Lord. I just thank you. Give them peace tonight, Lord. You're the Prince of Peace. We have the Prince of Peace ruling in our hearts. And I just thank you for all these things. And we give you the glory. And Lord, we're going to have great things to say when we come back. We're going to have a good evening. And we're going to rest because you give your beloved sweet sleep. In Jesus Christ's name, I believe it. I call it done. I call it done,
amen,
right, guys?
Sister. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful, wonderful.
Amen.
Would someone like to speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth a word of prophecy? Unmute your mics. Go for it. No problem.
Ama ana kesinte, hana eyo ana ha kesinte, nahasha san, nahasha tin, nahasha ma anyane, nahana ke in, ni ena oyomasa yasan. My beloved ones, my precious ones, I hold you before my face. I have etched you in the very palms of my hand. I know all about you. There is not one good thing that I will withhold from you. Bring it before me. Lay it at the throne and leave it. I shall take care of it. I shall take care of you. I shall give you great peace. I shall heal your bodies, for I have indeed done so. By the stripes of my son, you are healed. I have sent my word and I have delivered you. I have called you mine. I have placed you at my right hand. I have made you to be mine. For throughout eternity, from now on, my children, look to me, take heart, and know that I am strong and I am with you.
Amen. And someone else?
Cercaba Krishna Vilikasofa Kavarandere Kastiska Avalandere Bakoshna Halavakteski Fakaira Antere Belektishna Varekta Sokofa Toshneire Elembokta Tektafash Nisabaraktesta Ansola Barayera Shendiri Keraskofa. You are my sons, my daughters. I love you with all my essence. My essence is love. I love you with all my completeness. I am God, your Father. You should trust on me. I always be truthful. I love you and I have resolved everything for you all. Just trust on me. I'll show you my power. Use the name of Jesus Christ, my son. You have power in that name. Show to the world that I am God in the earth. I'm powerful. I'm a lovely father with all of you.
Amen. Beautiful. And someone else like to bring forth a word of prophecy?
Now, my children, that I can hold you strongly in my arms, because I'm your fortress, I'm your rock, I'm your shield, I'm your keeper, I'm your provider, I'm your almighty God, I'm your father, I'm the one that keep you safe from everything. Don't let anything deceive you and depart you from me, because my love is in you. My spirit is in you. There's nothing that can hold you back from me. Just look and trust and come to me boldly and open your heart to me and talk to me and ask me and be sure in your heart that I'm the one that will keep you forever safe. I'm the one that I will lead your path. I'm the one that take your direction. And give you all the light and all the words that you need in your life, not only for you, but for others too. Just believe and just trust in me, because I am your Father, the Almighty God.